I knew she was up to something. Bootleg notes. Okay, so I'm going to stop right here, and then we're going to do the love offering. And generosity is beautiful at the first of the year. And and then I'm going to do a quick review before we run out into the dream, real quick, so we can have some thoughts to take. And what you want to do when I come back after the love offering, thank you for sharing with me. I teach the course full time in the world, so thank you, because I live off the offerings that I get in my classes through God. You know? What you want to look for when I go back through, what I'm going to go through in a minute, is one thing. Don't try to remember it all. Listen for one thing that's your thing.
Oh, boy.
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. I deserve to be paid for having fun. I deserve to be paid for having fun. I now accept unexpected income. Okay, claim it. I'm willing to develop the abilities to not be broke. And I want a guide who will show me how to find my prosperity and abundance and show me how to keep it. I want to develop the ability to know my abundance and manifest my abundance and manifest the love in my life. And I realize that I'm the commander, but I am not the guide.
That's good news.
I'm the commander. So 12 noon on Wednesday is my next class. 7 p.m. on Thursday is my next class. And I'm available for one-on-one counseling called Clarity Sessions and Soul Purpose Reading. Some of you don't know that I've been a professional astrologer and numerologist for almost 30 years, too. And the Course in Miracles teaches that no matter what you've learned in the world, whatever your talent or ability is, it could be used as a means of awakening and recognizing the truth, in case you're wondering how I can do astrology readings and do Course in Miracles. Whatever ability you have developed can be used for your awakening. Just because I say I'm waking up doesn't mean I'm not going to use my abilities. Now my abilities are going to be used by the part of me that loves me, where I used to use my abilities through the part of me that you did.
No, I didn't mean that.
That's okay. And personally, I've never used my abilities to get laid. Okay. And I got a couple of shares of the Golden Gate Bridge, I say, too. Oh, boy.
If you want.
I've been in the world long enough time to do it very wrong. And get a chance to go, you know, that's not the way I think I want to do it.
Yeah, you know? I am too.
Yeah, I'm nicer than I've ever been in my whole life.
Me too.
Aren't you nicer than you've ever been?
Yeah.
You know, y'all, I can look at you and tell.
Okay, so here we go. So you're looking for one thing, one thought. One thought. And you can also get copies of the classes, you know that too.
Give yourself a break if you're feeling some doubt. Remember that doubt is natural. When you're developing new abilities. Doubt is natural when you're developing new abilities. developing new abilities. So give yourself a break if you've been feeling some doubt. Give yourself some breaks. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break if you are afraid. Give yourself a break if you are afraid. Being willing to develop new abilities, being willing to grow, being willing to become more spiritual, that's a potential in this impossible situation. And so it's natural to have doubt and fear while you're developing your abilities, because of abilities that are not accomplishments. So you're in charge. That means that you have to make the decision for your peace. You have to make the decision for 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 peace. Now, when you make the decision for peace, you will be given a guide who knows the way. You will be given a guide to teach you how to develop your new abilities. You are going to develop new abilities. You're going to develop new abilities. You're going to develop new abilities until they get you out of this impossible situation. You're going to get out of the impossible situation. You're going to get out of the impossible situation. You're going to get out of the impossible situation. Are you willing?
Yes.
The only reason, tell yourself, I'm in this impossible situation only because I believe it's possible to be in it. I'm in this impossible situation because I believe it's possible to be in it. I am in this impossible situation because I believe it's possible to be in it. You are going to be taught how to develop your abilities to the point that you are released from the situation that you are feeling fear in. So when you walk out of here tonight, you want to resign as your own teacher. Resign as your own teacher. Resign as your own teacher. And ask for your guide. The Course says what you would say when you don't know what to do, what you would say when you're full of doubt is, decide for me, Holy Spirit. 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 Decide for me. Now what does that mean? Decide for me, my loving right mind. 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 Lab. Are you the commander?
Yes.
Are you going to start? I tell you what, let me tell you this. The first of the year, I always start my workbook lessons the first day of the year. So if any of you have been thinking about starting the workbook, start it today, and then we'll all be on our lessons together. So those of you who've been thinking about making that commitment, because it's the workbook that makes the course work. It's the workbook that makes the course work. So if you've been thinking about doing it, or if you're not so far along that it wouldn't be a sacrifice to go back and start with me, then let's do the workbook together. Today would be lesson one. Don't analyze the workbook. Just do it and then move on to the next one. Because after a while, it'll begin to make sense. But in the beginning, it can be disorienting and confusing. Okay? All right, are you willing to have this year be the best year you've ever experienced in your life? Y'all willing to join each other on that idea? Well, the Course, there's a great lesson from the Course that we should end on here that goes something like this. And we'll say it four times, and I'll say what it is first. I bless the world because I bless myself. Okay, so let's say it. I bless the world because I bless myself. I bless the world because I bless myself. I bless the world because I bless myself. One more. I bless the world because I bless myself.
Hurry by.
Whew. May the Course be with you. I'll see y'all. Happy New Year. Or better yet, Happy Now Year. Yeah.